So, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, the next six items are all requests for endorsement of Habitat projects, either acquisitions or easements. And so I just wanted to give you a little background on why there's suddenly this big slug of projects. And what it is we have an internal process where we solicit projects from our field staff, not just wildlife, but anybody that has a good potential project. We solicit those through the regions. The regional supervisors submit them. We go through a pretty extensive internal review and scoring process, run those by the director, and the ones that come out of that process are ones that we bring before you for endorsement. And then the ones you endorse, then we start working with partners and landowners and others to see if we can come up with a deal. So the next six are all ones we're just asking for endorsement. They've been through that internal process. A lot of the supporting documents you see are the actual project proposals that get submitted for review and scoring in our internal process. You can see there's a lot of work that goes into just developing the project to get it here in front of you for endorsement. And a lot of that work is a result of years of relationship building with landowners that result in a landowner wanting to work with FWP on the project. So with that, we're going just in order by region. The first proposal is another Region 1 project. It's called the Lost Trail Conservation Easement. Again, we're looking for endorsement, and with endorsement, that gives us the green light to start doing due diligence and working with landowners on management plans and things and appraisals and see if we can come up with a deal. This particular project, it's a conservation easement on about 7,274 acres of land owned by Weyerhaeuser Company. The land runs along the southern border of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Lost Trail National Wildlife Refuge, located kind of between Kalispell and Libby. The easement terms would likely maintain the land as a working forest while protecting it from development, and it would also provide year-round permanent public access. The property has got really high wildlife values for elk and deer, as well as important habitat for grizzly bears and lynx, and has been documented as an important migration corridor for all of these critters. It's a project that we submitted for Forest Legacy funding again. And again, with the purpose of Forest Legacy is help maintain working forests. It was submitted for federal fiscal year 20 funding. It ranked out number 9 in the nation. So again, Montana's been really successful in this Forest Legacy arena, and we're hoping this continues. And there's also good potential. This is going to be sort of a starting project working with Weyerhaeuser in this area, with potential for between state and federal programs to see further conservation of up to 55,000 additional acres down the road. So it's a really good project in a really critical area. It's one that we think will do well with Forest Legacy, and so we're asking you to endorse it to proceed with seeing if we can put a deal together. Any questions?
Do you have a motion from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I move the commission endorse the proposal for further negotiate the Lost Trail Conservation Easement and complete associated analysis.
Second, Mr. Chairman.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion from the commission? Is there anybody from the public here to comment on this proposal? Please come forward.
Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, Jim Vashro with Flathead Wildlife in Kalispell. We strongly endorse moving ahead on this project. The creation of the Lost Trail National Wildlife Refuge created a very important elk herd west of Kalispell. However, a lot of Lost Trail is open space. This CE is directly south, and it's fairly timbered, so elk and deer move on and off the refuge backed into this what's called Dredger Ridge, and it provides both cover and a lot of hunting opportunity. Before Plum Creek sold the Weyerhaeuser, they sold some land farther down the Pleasant Valley Fisher, and that ended up subdivided and largely closed off to public access. So we're excited to see this both maintained as public access wildlife habitat and traditional logging, and we really hope, as Ken mentioned, this opens the door to a lot of discussions. Weyerhaeuser, they own a lot of land in this area that could also potentially be protected, and I hope this is the start of bigger things. So thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioners, again, I'm Nick Jeebach with the Montana Wildlife Federation. Yeah, I won't belabor this. I understand this really is some of the best elk hunting in Region 1. So this is an excellent area. Again, as was stated, our first conservation easement with Weyerhaeuser, and hopefully not our last one. I forgot before and on this one to thank the Trust for Public Land for working on these deals, because I know how complicated these are. And I think this one, as is laid out in the cover page here, the potential footprint, if we can get into another 55,000 acres, is tremendous. So this is a great project, and we hope you strongly support it.
Thank you, Nick. Further public comment here in Missoula. Anything in the regions?
Not in Region 1, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, back to the commission. Any further discussion or questions? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Before we move forward, are there